We went with an undulating movement, leaping with a light splashing pat upon the water from wave to wave. Then we came about into the wind and rose, and looking over I saw that there were no longer those periodic flashes of white foam. I was flying, and it was as still and steady as dreaming. I watched the widening distance between our floats and waves. It wasn't by any means a windless day. There was a brisk, fluctuating breeze blowing out of the north over the downs. It seemed hardly to affect our flight at all. And as for the giddiness of looking down, one does not feel it at all. It is difficult to explain why this should be so, but it is so. I suppose in such matters I am neither exceptionally steady-headed, nor is my head exceptionally given to swimming. I can stand on the edge of cliffs of 1,000 feet or so and look down, but I can never bring myself right up to the edge, nor crane over to look to the very bottom. I should want to lie down to do that. And the other day I was on that Belvedere place at the top of the Rotterdam skyscraper. A rather high wind was blowing, and one looks down through the chinks between the boards one stands on upon the heads of the people in the streets below. I didn't like it. But this morning I looked directly down on a little fleet of fishing boats over which we passed, and on the crowd.